We have a Milwaukee treasure in the studio, John McGivern. So the Wonder Bread years, I have to be honest, I am so looking forward to this. I haven't looked forward to something like this in a while.
I'm so glad.
Because this is actually a show all about our lives, those of us who are baby boomers, and the way we grew up and the things we know and the, you know, the jingles we can sing in our heads and the toys we played with and the food we ate and everything that we know.
You know, this has some looseness to it where you know, and there's a lot of props on this in this show. There's I do a lot of stuff about the kind of food we used to eat back then. You know, manwiches and spam and.
What do you mean back then?
It's still good today.
I love the manwich.
I love the manwich. It's one of my favorite meals.
He does this thing.
I love the manwich.
It's like oh, I love that. But have you taken a close look at a can of manwich?
Not really.
You know, it's very deceiving because there on the can you see the hamburger in the sauce on the bun, and you know that there's not a bun in there, but you don't know that there's no hamburger in there until you get it home. And if you're like a straight guy in your 20s, you never know it. You just keep stirring it thinking it's gotta thicken up. It says it's a meal.
Yes, exactly.
And then on the can in very small letters it says serving suggestion. Do you know what they suggest?
What?
They suggest that you add fresh ground beef. Now it's just a suggestion. It's not mandatory. So if you want to drink the red sauce right out of the can, enjoy. But may we suggest you garnish it with a little of ground beef?
That would be man sauce. Man soup.
Sure.
Ooh, that's not
man
good either.
Soup. Man, yes. Man
well,
soup.
You know what? If you toast that bun and pour it over at 2 o'clock in the morning,
not
who
bad.
Cares?
Not bad.
Who cares?
Yeah, you know what? Nobody,
I didn't even need that.
I bet you would make a pretty good Bloody Mary mix.
And nobody minds adding hamburger to that, but what we didn't endorse, Hamburger Helper.
Oh,
you know
Helper
why?
Is good.
We didn't ask for it. We didn't need it. We didn't want it. We liked hamburgers. Hamburger didn't need help. What needed help was liver.
That's so true.
So if they had come out with Liver Helper, they would have been headed in the right
That's
direction.
That's dialysis.
So when you say props now, do you also like, do you go back and do like, you know, some of the games and stuff when we were kids, like a slinky or anything like that?
We
or?
Do lawn jarts. I bring out a lawn jart and I say, do you know what this is? And the audience will be like, you know, some will. And I'll say, to those who don't, it's kind of like a horseshoe. You pitch it 30 or 40 feet into the air, and it comes plummeting towards the earth and sticks on the ground somewhere near that little yellow hoop. Mm-hmm. But us kids, and it was in the hands of an 8-year-old, and us kids, you know, we get bored really quick. So I'm like, oh, why don't you stand on one side of the yard, I'll stand on the other. Let's play suicide darts. Jarts. You stand in the hoop and just dodge them. And then clackers. Do you remember clackers?
Oh, yeah.
Click, clack, knockers,
on the kabonkers. Balls, the two on the balls with the string in the middle, and you would...
You got a scar from one?
I'm rehearsing it.
Oh.
Right now. It's a string with these, like, you know, really hard balls on.
Hard plastic
And you
balls.
Get them going?
Sure.
Oh, go, that's right.
You know,
I do remember that.
Down.
Click, clack, yes. Knockers, kabonkers. These mm-hmm. are so dangerous that you could hold up a 7-Eleven. It's like, here, give me the gulpy, or I'm going to go into a full clack.
It is. It's kind of like a child's nunchuck.
It
you
is.
Know,
it,
yeah. Only with a ball on the end instead of the two sticks.
And see, these are things that I'm sure like an entire, there's an entire generation out there that has no idea what you're talking about. Like, we were in a meeting yesterday.
Yeah.
We were talking about Good and Plenty's and Choo Choo Charlie.
Oh.
And all of the young people are
Choo
looking
Choo
around. They're
Charlie
going, we have no
idea what you're talking
idea
about.
What you're talking about.
Oh,
and
you
know
take
what?
Your Skittles and get away from me.
We broke into that song that you just sang.
Choo Choo Charlie was an engineer.
Uh-huh. I don't know the rest of it, but yeah, that's
yeah. Well,
mm-hmm.
There's
a whole
there's
generation.
There's a whole bunch of stuff.
So that's the stuff that's imprinted in our brain. So you clackers and jarts
and we talk about the food. You know, as long as they come up with a good format and a good jingle, like if a kid can repeat a jingle, the parents have to buy it.
Oh yeah,
it's like popcorn was good, but Jiffy Pop popcorn.
Mm.
Oh, why? Because it had a good format and it had a good jingle. Do you remember the jingle? Jiffy Pop, the magical treat, as much fun to
make as it is to eat.
Yeah, Jiffy Pop. It was
yeah,
the whole pan
nuclear.
On the stove, all
well,
in one.
And what he says is, it wasn't that much fun to make. In fact, frankly, it was kind of dangerous. If you didn't burn your hand on that heat conducting wire while shaking metal. It over the stove, yeah. You got scalded by that jet steam that was like a volcano.
I think they still make that.
I think they do.
Oh, you can still buy Jiffy Pop.
I'm surprised because you know there's going to be a lawsuit if they do.
Come on.
You
it's like, help me, I'm having my first facial.
Well, Jiffy that was Pop the same, skin peel. The same with like the Easy Bake Oven way back when. That stuff would get so hot, too, and you'd be like, ooh, you're dead.
Well, that's because the back was metal back then, and now they make plastic.
Right.
And they talk, and in the show, we talk about like, the Easy Bake Oven is the biggest enemy to what? To Green Army men. Because of my sisters and I discovered that you could put an entire troop in there, and it would become sheet cookies.
Right.
You know, it's like all of that stuff.
Remember those old roller skates we used to have with the key and it would attach onto your foot and you'd be taking a step and it would fall off your tennis shoe and then you'd like.
Because, you know, those tightened up so snugly.
On your tennis shoes, right?
And they were metal. They were metal wheels.
Oh, my God. I hadn't thought about that in ages since you just said that.
And you always had to wear the key on a string or a lantern that you would make at your playground for the afternoon. You'd make a lantern to have the key and have to tighten them up or you take them off and then you tie them together with the little they had the buckles
and you could use that same key to open up a can of Spam.
Right.
It was like it was the same sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh god, Lord. That's hilarious.
Once upon a time there was an engineer. Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear. He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says,
love that good and plenty.
Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well.
There you go.
So how much of a tortured upbringing or young adult life did that kid who sang that have then after that?
Can you imagine?
I was the Choo-Choo Charlie kid in all the commercials.
You know what, though? Weren't we kind of the last generation of the jingle? The jingle's fallen by the wayside.
No, it hasn't.
Well, like, what would...
You say big money.
Well, okay. Come on. But, I mean, everything was a jingle back then.
Right. I understand where you're going.
You know,
everything.
Oscar Mayer had a jingle.
A lot of cartoons, too. There were a lot of animals, a lot of mascots, a lot of puppets.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
It's because Barry Manilow got out of the business.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts, too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut.
I'll tell you what I miss, though. I miss the cigarette jingles.
Oh, they had
right. They
White
had...
Owl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was, who was
but
Edie
that wasn't,
Gourmet?
That was, that
who
was
did Edie, the... who, Edie Gourmet or something? She used to slink onto the stage and sing about...
Try me. Or,
about a Tipperillo.
Tipperillo.
White Owl, wasn't that, Dutch Masters? No, the Dutch Masters, there isn't a master. There ain't no, like, Dutch Masters. Was the minute you walked in the joint, was that...
I think that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, but that was a not written for that. That was a different was for a musical, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Big Spender.
Mm-hmm. With Carol Channing.
Yes.
Diamonds are girl's best friend.
That's
you
Salem.
Can take Salem out of the country, but you can't take the country out of Salem. You can take Salem out of the country, but you can't take the country out of Salem.
But you had Noxzema. You had with Farrah Fawcett and Joe Namath. Oh, Winston.
Tastes good like a cigarette should.
Okay. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
See, that's where the cough should come.
They need to change they need to change Salem to you can take Salem out of a country, but you can't put the lighter in your carry-on.
Okay, I think I found the one. I was looking for the one you were talking about. I think this is it.
Here's a smart suggestion from Edie Adams.
Oh, that's the one.
Try today's new Muriel, the special blend. Is balanced for the light touch and the right taste, my friend. The light touch and the right taste, the blend is sublime. Why don't you pick one up and smoke it sometime?
That's the one.
Muriel makes the shape for you that's just your style. Choose the one that suits you best and give it a trial. You get the light touch and the right taste. The blend is sublime. Why don't you pick one up and smoke it sometime?
Enjoy Muriel Straits, the new slim-style cigar.
Oh,
new
there's Don Pardo.
And full-bodied flavor.
It sounds
you get
like
the
it.
Light touch and the right taste. The blend is sublime.
Why don't you pick one up?
Pick one up and
smoke it sometime.
Muriel, Muriel cigar.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's so serious.
Oh, I mean, God, well, like, that was, but that, you know,
well, they
the
had
cigars
like four
were
out of,
sophisticated.
You know,
right. And
the print ads, they had like 4 out of 5 doctors smoked Viceroy or something like that.
Sure.
Wow. Tastes good.
Well,
boy, this is a good taste in cigarette.
You'd have the doctor putting it out outside
here, try
the hospital
this. You
got to
try this cigarette. Right? Here, I mean, no, try mine. It's so good tasting.